This call is being recorded.
Hello, good morning, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you? Is that Ronwin? I heard Ronwin.
Yes, it's Ronwin. I'm well, thanks. I'm here with Tarira and Linda.
Yeah. Hi there.
So from our side, I'll be the only one joining this morning.
Okay, sure. There might very well just be the four of us, because Carl is on leave and Daniel's in Ethiopia.
Okay.
Sure, and I think the others are Christine and Pete, and they both sent apologies. So we should be able to keep it really short.
Okay.
Let's just give it two more minutes in case any of the country teams join. Okay, I don't think anybody else is going to join. So, Michelle, just a quick update from an implementation side. In the last 3 weeks, we've done the first round of training and the deployment in Zambia. I know you were around for some of that. And it went very well. The Zambian team seemed very happy with what they'd learned and are looking forward to starting the OQ. And they have all their hardware and equipment at this point. In terms of other countries, Ghana, we finished up there after the 2 weeks of the training of the full team so that they could start their PQ, which was done over the last 2 weeks. Unfortunately, they're having trouble getting their equipment. So they've got their server and they've got their workstations, but they're having real trouble getting these Zebra printers. They thought that they had found somebody in country who could bring them in, and it seems to, after months of backwards and forwardsing, it seems to have fallen through. So we're in the process of assisting them with finding another company that they can get the products through. And in order to do this, we've actually made contact with Zebra Technologies, who are the people who make the Zebra printers that are required for visas. And we're seeing how they can help us facilitate the countries getting access to Zebra printers. So they don't sell them themselves, they do work through other companies, but they know who the contacts are in country. And they've put us in contact with them in Ghana, with the CEO of the company who provides Zebra printers in Ghana. So hopefully that will speed things up. But otherwise, the training went very well. Everybody's very happy with the system. They're not going to be able to move forward with the PQ at the moment because they don't have the required hardware, but they are setting up a schedule for practicing. So nobody's going to stop using the system, they'll keep using it in a practice environment. So that's very good. And then we've currently got a team... Sorry, Michelle, you have a question?
Yeah, so for Ghana, so how does that affect, if at all, the timeline on for the go-live at this point?
At this point, we haven't shifted the go-live. I'm waiting to hear from Mavis, was going to talk to the CEO of the company and for them to get a timeline for how long it's going to take to get the equipment. Because if they say it's going to be really quick, then it won't affect the timeline. If it's going to be a much longer period, then unfortunately it will. But they can't complete their validation or go live without the Zebra printers.
Right. So they're scheduled for February or March?
They're scheduled for February.
February, okay, because I know Zambia, we were talking maybe the end of March or so, dependent. So we're talking February, It's the end of February, just because we're planning some trips right now. So I just want to get a sense of.
So Ghana's supposed to be the beginning of February, followed by Ethiopia and then Zambia after that. But we might have to look at switching that around a bit and have Zambia come first, because they have all their hard rich.
Okay.
And then we have to push out Ghana, then have them come later when they have their hard rich. We're just going to have to see over the next week or so how things have to shift. So okay. I'm sorry, I don't have a finalized thing. We're just waiting to find out how long the equipment's going to take to get to Ghana.
Okay.
The from Ethiopia is also, they're having trouble finding people to provide the zebra printers. So I'm going to get in contact with Zebra Technologies and ask if they can provide us with the name of a provider in Addis.
Okay. And the only reason I'm asking is because, as you know, from our team's perspective, we have to start booking our January and February travel pretty much over the next few weeks. And because of the holiday and everything kind of shuts down after a certain point. And so so it would be very crucial to keep us informed if there's any swaps and changes in countries, particularly in that end of January, early February portion. Because I plan to be in Zambia actually the first week of February. And so I would just keep us informed pretty much as you are, as you're moving along, if things are starting to change a little bit.
Sure. Now, I'll definitely keep you informed. I'm going to get in touch with Mavis again at the end of this afternoon just to see if she's managed to get hold of the CEO. They've had some email correspondence that they want to talk over the phone.
Okay. And in Ghana, have you had much engagement with the CDC office?
Any communication I've had with the CDC office, you've been included on.
Okay. Okay, so yeah. They haven't been over to the blood service at all? As of
no.
Yet.
Not okay. To this college. So yeah, I mean, Ethiopia seems to be going well. They've deployed the system on the staging and testing server. Because they have other software that they're still using running on the actual server they're going to use for BSIS, they haven't been able to put on Ubuntu operating system, so we can't deploy BSIS there. But we have an agreement with them that they can start the validation process on the staging server, which is what everybody is doing. And when we come back to do the next round of training in February, they will have the box clear and running Ubuntu, and we will install the live system, or the production version, on that box at that stage. So they'll be able to do the PQ on that box with everything else, and so the validation will hold.
Okay.
So they're still, the Ethiopian team are still, well, the blood service is still moving things around and reorganizing their offices. They're trying to move all the labs downstairs and all the offices upstairs. So that's an ongoing process, but it seems to be going well. Yeah, and that's the update in terms of implementation progress. Lesotho seems to be running fine. We haven't had any big requests come through from them in terms of having issues, support requests. I will be in contact with them later this week just to check in before the Christmas break to make sure they know what to do if they do have any issues. Which is basically contact me on my cell phone over the office closure, and then I will source somebody on the team based on their rota to support them.
Okay.
Then I think the next update was really around the BSIS Academy. So the invites went out. We've had positive responses from Ghana, Ethiopia, and Zambia. Unfortunately, Lesotho are going to be doing their AFXBT accreditation those 2 weeks. So they're not going to be able to participate in this academy, but we will invite them to the next academy next year.
Okay.
So, yes, there'll be two people coming from Ghana. Zambia are sending two people, and they're paying for a third one to come as well. And Ethiopia are sending two people, and they would like to send a third. They're just trying to secure funding for that individual.
Okay, great. From our side, right now, we have confirmed myself to be there on the second week, but it's most likely it will probably be me, but I will let Michael confirm once he tightens up some travel that he has at the end of January. So right now, I will just expect myself to be there for the probably 3 or 4 days on the last week of the Jesus Academy.
Okay, sure. So you're running to Linda and my week.
Huh? I'm sorry?
You'll be with Linda and I. We're going to be running that week.
Oh, okay. You're going to be there. Okay, great. Is Annie going to be there at that time?
Yes, Annie should be around.
Okay.
And so at the moment, what we're just moving forward with now that we've got the names is we're putting together letters so people can apply for visas. We're putting together travel concurrences so we can start making travel bookings and all of that kind of administrative logistics activities at the same time as finishing off the content for the training. And that is really our update for today. Is there anything else you want to discuss, Michelle?
Yes. Well, I can, I'll touch base with Annie. I saw she sent an email overnight. I haven't had a chance to look at it as of yet. I'm getting into office. However, I'll touch base with Annie separately today about the update to the M&E.
Okay, great.
There is actually one thing while you're on the call, Michelle. Something that I know you're particularly interested in is something we've got planned in the backlog, which we'll probably start working on the first week of January, is the linkages piece, you know, the being able to capture referrals. So what I was wondering is, if I just send you a little draft of what we've got, so we've got some mock-ups of what the screens will look like and what the reports will look like, would you be able to have a look and just provide any feedback?
Yes, if you send it to me this morning, that'll be great. I can look at it and get it back to you by the end of the day. I'm gonna be out of office on starting Friday for personal leave, but I will be back next week, Monday, Tuesday. So, but if you send it to me today, for sure.
Perfect, thanks so much.
Great. And yeah, I think that's all we have. Thanks very much for joining the call, Michelle.
Oh, no problem. Great to hear your voice. I heard you weren't, I'm glad that you're back on the implementation side. I heard you were out for a little bit.
So yeah, no, I was out for a bit and then not able to travel at the moment, but I'm back and all ready to go for next year.
Awesome. Okay, well, good. So I'll look out for those emails from that email from you, and then I'll reach out to Annie today.
Okay, great. If you could just keep me in the loop on some of the M&E stuff, that would be great, just because it's a lot of it's to do with the implementations.
Okay. No problem.
Thank you.
Does Carl want to be on that? I think Carl's on it already, right?
Carl should be, yeah. But he should be included on all the stuff as well.
Yeah, we had a few discussions when we were in AABB in Zambia. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Great. So, well, have a good day.
All right, you too.
Yeah.
Bye,
cheers.
Bye.